And this is a dictation for patient Pamela Lewis, PAMELALEWIS, date of service 5/25/2022, date of birth is 3/19/93, date of accident June 15, 2021. Ms. Pamela Lewis is here for a follow-up evaluation today, and she was involved in an automobile accident where she was rear-ended as a driver, leading to head injury with TBI symptoms of dizziness, loss of balance, vertigo, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, loss of concentration, nausea, vomiting, blurred vision, ringing in the ear, and pain in the neck and lower back, mid-back, as well as right shoulder, right knee, with the radiation to both arm and right leg, front and back. The pains have continued, and she reports today that her pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back is intense. It is around between 9 to 10. All the physical therapy is slightly helping. She also wanted to see a ophthalmologist because her vision has a spots in the eye, and vision is blurry and associated with severe headache. The patient report that she has recently an IME exam on 5/10/2022. Pain in both knees is also reported to be 10. Patient has ADLs that are affected 9. She reports 20% improvement in the pain relief so far with all the treatments that are afforded to her. In the system review, patient reports that she has in the ADLs, patient reports general activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with other people, sleep, and enjoyment of life are all affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient has a severe headache, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, located in the front and back, with dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic. But she denies any loss of memory, confusion, disorientation, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. She does have spots in the eyes. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, shoulders, especially the right, severe pain in both hip, both knees, and difficulty walking, along with stiffness in the shoulders, neck, and lower back, with decreased range of motion. Pins and needles are reported in both arm and both legs. In the GI, patient has a nausea and stomach pain, but denies vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowels, blood in the stool, or trouble swelling. In the GU, patient has incontinence of the urine, but denies any frequency, painful urination of blood in the urine. In respiratory, the patient has asthma and coughing, but no troubles breathing and chest pain or shortness of breath. The patient has no changes in the pain level. Actually, pain has worsened. No changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, or weight loss are reported. No other trauma is reported. Current pain medication is Ultran. Substance abuse, patient is using marijuana for pain relief. Compliance is, the patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 156 over 135, pulse is 97, pulse ox is 97. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit of 4/19/2022, dictation number 0419-031. The rest of the exam is the same, and diagnoses are the same. Plan of care is to provide the following medication: Celebrex 200 mg daily, along with tizanidine 4 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, Cymbalta 30 mg twice a day for depression, and Tramadol ER 100 mg twice a day for pain, and Lunesta 1 mg at night, along with lidocaine patch and Voltaren gel. Two refills are provided. Maps have been reviewed. The labs have been reviewed. Patient will continue having a physical therapy on neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, and both knees and hip. And bilateral sacroiliac joint 2 times per week. With traction massage, aquatherapy. She remains disabled for work and housework. She continues to see neurology, Dr. N. Verma, for further relief of the headaches and management of the TBI. She has been advised to see neuropsych people, and she has been given Migranol nasal spray for further relief of the headache. Thank you. She'll be seen in 30 days' time. The MRIs that have been available for me to review are that she has a non-specific brain MRI with no neurocont being negative. The right shoulder shows grade 1 slap tear of the glenoid labrum, nothing else. And the lumbar spine is completely normal. Cervical spine shows a herniated disc at C3-4. The patient was advised cervical epidural steroid injection and bilateral sacroiliac joint injection and short injection to the right shoulder. They will be scheduled and the patient will be continuing the therapy. She has been advised about acupuncture chiropractor also. Thank you.